This is Alexis Goldsmith with Hudson Mohawk Magazine, and I'm joined by director of The Story of Plastic, Bea Schlossberg. The Story of Plastic is a documentary film that has been nominated for an Emmy in news and documentary writing. Welcome to the show, Bea.
Thank you.
How does it feel to be nominated for an Emmy for your work on this movie, this documentary?
I mean, it's kind of crazy. I feel like the film deserves an Emmy. It was a lot of heart and hard work from a lot of people over a long time. But it's definitely kind of surreal that it actually was. There's so much good work out there that never gets recognized. So I don't think anybody expects to be nominated or recognized. So it's lovely.
And for our listeners who haven't seen the film, can you tell us the story of Plastic and why this documentary is cutting edge?
Yeah, I think what we did with this film was tell a story that people thought they knew and then realized how little they actually knew about this topic. We took the approach that, like most of media, around the problem of plastic pollution has been about ocean plastics and effect on wildlife and some health effects. But we really wanted to look at plastics from the angle of environmental justice and the people and environments that are being harmed along the whole chain of plastic life, from extraction all the way through waste.
What were you most surprised to learn about plastic in creating the film?
I guess, I mean, I knew recycling wasn't the answer to the problem we have with plastic, but I didn't realize the new problems that recycling low value plastic can create. I just thought it was ineffective, but it's causing, I mean, the industry narrative that all plastic can be recycled is doing a lot more, way more harm than good. And along that line, I mean, all of the industry narratives, the extent to which the plastics and petrochemical industry has controlled the narrative around plastics was pretty shocking.
What would you say is the main takeaway that you're hoping audiences get from this film?
Probably that this is a very complex issue that kind of touches on a lot of different environmental issues and social issues. I kind of separated it in my head for a lot of years, like this is a waste issue, and sure, it's a waste issue, but it really touches on so many other things like climate and justice. And I think that the biggest surface level takeaway is that single use plastics just have no place in our world.
And the film really kind of breaks open that whole recycling myth, as you were getting at, and also the myth that this is an individual responsibility problem, that individuals can, you know, solve the plastic pollution crisis by not using single-use plastics, but it's bigger than that. What is the call to action for policymakers and decision makers that's in this film?
Excellent question. That is something that everybody I talked to the film about, that's something I try to underscore, that we're not going to shop our way out of this problem. It's not about individuals as consumers. It's about individuals as citizens and citizens that can have an impact on their legislators or decision makers. So there are some, I mean, there's new legislation being written that I think is increasingly progressive, that doesn't just look at things like disposable bag bans, single-use plastic bag bans, or straw bans, or focus on single products, but now legislation is starting to look at extraction as part of the plastics problem. So yeah, curtailing new infrastructure development for fossil fuels and natural gas. And that's really where the law needs to be focusing on that extraction. We just need to keep this stuff in the ground, period.
We're speaking with Dea Schlossberg, director of the Story of Plastic. Dea, what was it like getting film for this documentary? You shot all over the world.
Yeah, the actual production took about 2 years. We filmed all over Asia and Southeast Asia, some in Europe, all over the US. And that was really, we wanted to go to the places that best showed the aspect of the issue we were focused on. And the way we did that was we partnered with the Break Free from Plastic Global Movement. And that movement has partners all over the globe. And we were able to learn from, you know, the advisory board or the advisory council of that movement who we should go talk to about a given issue. And then once we got to those local partners, then they would hook us up with people on the ground who really understood the issue, who really interacted with it every day.
Yeah, some really shocking footage in the film. The one that sticks out to me the most is the images of people shredding and cleaning plastic in their homes in Southeast Asia, and that water being dumped right into their river, and, you know, all the chemicals and cleaners and food that was in that plastic is going right into the river. Can you talk about any sensory elements you witnessed during the filming that can't come across in a film, the smells or anything you heard or witnessed?
Yeah, that's a great question that I haven't been asked yet. But there were a lot of places we were filming in where it doesn't do it justice to call it smell, because it was like a burning plastic, and it's not just the smell, but like you feel it when you inhale it, I don't say this for my sake or the crew's sake, but it burned our lungs momentarily. But there are people that we were interviewing and talking with that live and work right there around these facilities, and that this is what they breathe all day, every day. And so just getting the briefest glimpse of what life like that must be like was pretty profound. It makes you feel really helpless, but it also, you know, made me want to keep going with this project and get this out there, to try to do whatever we can to put an end to this.
Have you received any response, or has Story of Plastic received any response from Big Oil, Big Gas, or Big Plastic?
Not super directly. They had some folks show up to some early screenings and meetings, and not really be on the offense about it, but just, well, what do you think about, like in the Q&A, say, well, what do you think about this technology? What do you think about this technology? And things like chemical recycling, and you know, the more greenwashy terms for incineration, or our thoughts on alternative plastics, things that are maybe made from corn but are made into the same plastic products that have the same issues with decomposition that regular plastic does. So yeah, nothing super direct, but just call it low level trolling
as opposed to the high level trolling. What's next for you as a filmmaker? Are you still working with Story of Stuff or any projects in the works?
I'm working on a documentary series that's looking at universal basic income. So my partner and I have been, well, started this project well before the Story of Plastic pre-production started. And it's, you know, I've been full on working on two projects the whole time. And this series is a massive one. It's 11 different households all over the US who received an unconditional basic income for 2.5 years. And we documented their experience going through that and ending with the first 6 months of the pandemic and what it was like to receive a basic income during that time. So we are in the process of editing and cutting episodes and scenes together. We're going to be pitching to some outlets and distributors in the early fall. So that's what I'm gearing up for right now.
Cool. This has been Daya Schlossberg, director of The Story of Plastic, which was just nominated for an Emmy in news and documentary writing. Congratulations again, Daya.
Thank you.
And you can learn more about The Story of Plastic at storyofstuff.org/storyofplastic.